You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
Last Sunday, the Cabinet proposed five changes they would make to the Fast Track Approvals Bill, which they recommended to the Environment Select Committee. Some of the changes included shifting the final say on fast-tracked projects from ministers to an expert panel, requiring an iwi authority representative to be present on the panel, alongside experts in Maori development and the environment, and extending the time frame for comments on fast-tracked projects. However, despite Reform Minister Chris Bishop and Regional Development Minister Shane Jones saying that the changes were based off of feedback from submitters to make the fast-tracking process more inclusive, many advocates and experts say the bill still poses a threat to the environment and that it prioritizes development over conservation. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March about the party's take on the changes to the fast-track approvals bill. We also talked about the government's plans to remove natural gas import barriers and arsenic contamination of the Ohinemuri River caused by mining. What was your initial reaction to the changes to the fast-track approvals bill?
Oh, look, this is more of the same, and I would characterize these as relatively cosmetic changes because at the core, environmental protections are still being overridden, and the laws that we have to protect our environment are not going to be taken into account. There will also not be meaningful community consultation and engagement, which will mean that communities will be left out of adequately engaging with this process. So just to summarize, basically what we've got is a government that is still determined to go ahead with environmentally destructive projects that won't actually be good for the economy long term.
So even with environmental experts on the panel, do you still think that the fast track bill could pose a threat to our environment?
Well, I mean, you know, just the government can choose who these people are. And at the end of the day, we've seen just with the Human Rights Commission, how they're appointing people who actually don't reflect the so-called institutions that they're being put into. And if the fast track projects can ignore the laws that protect our environment, literally these so-called environmental experts won't have to abide by the laws that we have in place to protect our environment, making this whole process a mockery that will still allow for environmentally destructive projects to go ahead.
Do you think that the changes to the bill show that the government has been listening to feedback and criticism, or do you think that they're more of a token gesture that will have little to no impact?
Well, it's definitely the latter. It's a small concession that does not address the core concerns that people have had around the ability for this legislation to enable environmentally destructive projects. And we still have mining projects that won't result in long-term economic gains, but will result in long-term environmental damage on the list. And because they can bypass our environmental protections under law, like there's basically very little communities will be able to do to push against these projects should they go ahead.
Lastly, are there any additional changes you think need to be made to the bill to ensure that the environment remains protected?
Well, the government should scrap it. Like the whole point, like this bill is not about how we can make it better. Like this bill was never about trying to strike a balance between the economy and the environment. This bill has always been about the government trying to push ahead with environmentally destructive mining projects that are not good for our economy long term, but will leave disastrous impacts in our environment for generations to come, depriving people of things like clean water, which includes drinking water, poor air quality, and no guarantees that the jobs, the profits, will stay in the country.
All right, moving on to the next topic. The government recently announced plans to remove regulatory barriers for a new liquefied natural gas import terminal as part of their plan to tackle high wholesale energy prices. What's the Green Party's take on this decision?
What the government is ignoring is that relying on liquefied gas to basically address energy crisis ignores the fact that gentailers are making huge profits. It ignores the fact that this government isn't adequately investing in renewables, and it won't solve the underlying issues that are leading to high energy prices. And it's not surprised to see this when we've got Winston Peters going out in the Pacific and literally spouting a denialist rhetoric while at the same time trying to rely on liquefied gas instead of renewable energy sources and breaking up the gentailers to support people being able to afford energy.
So just to reiterate what you said, importing natural gas is not a good solution to our dwindling domestic energy production.
The solution to our dwindling energy production is a better investment in renewables And we also have to address that we have retailers who put profits above people on the planet, and ensuring that people have affordable energy prices and breaking them needs to be part of that solution, which is why we have a members bill in the ballot from Scott Willis to try and achieve that. But I think we as a country need to have a long-term conversation as to why energy is delivered in a way that puts profit above the needs of people and the planet.
Lastly, are there any additional impacts you think the increased import of natural gas is likely to have?
Well, I mean, it basically continues down the path of relying on energy sources that are not renewable. And when we've got a government that isn't adequately investing in renewable sources, it's reopening oil and gas exploration and is telling us that we just should just be okay with the import of liquefied gas. It's basically a short-term approach that will lead us with the same problems down the line, and will also not support contributing to our climate goals of actually investing in renewables in a way that leads to lower energy prices as well.
All right, moving on to the last topic. Elevated levels of arsenic were recently found in the Ohinemuri River, which is believed to have been caused by discharged sediment from a nearby mine shaft. Do you think that this is an isolated incident, or do you think that there's greater significance to this?
Yeah, what's happening in the Ohinemuri River is really concerning. And I mean, look, we already have a poor track record of clean rivers in Aotearoa. The water quality of our rivers is getting worse. And it's worth acknowledging that this is due to basically these toxic materials seeping through a mine shaft. And we know that with the government trying to open up destructive mining projects in conservation lands, the same environmental impacts could be felt later down the line. Sometimes part of the issue is that some of these projects, the environmental damage that they cause can sometimes be felt for many years later down the line. And this is why we can't go down the path of short-term economic gains for long-term environmental damage, which ultimately will impact the health of people and the economy down the line. We've got rivers right now that cannot be swum in. Basically, it affects our tourism industry. It affects the health of our people because we're basically undermining the ability for people to have clean water sources.
With Shane Jones's plans to ease consents for new mining projects, do you think that the contamination of Ohinemuri is indicative of further impacts to Aotearoa's landscapes in the future?
What's happening in Ohinemuri should be a wake-up call for the government that having these destructive environmental projects, such as mining, will lead to rivers literally becoming so toxic that it could take quite some time to fix that damage. And this is why we can't have a short-term economic thinking. Every decision that we make in relationship to our environment and the economy has to be thought of multiple generations ahead, something that the government is unwilling to do.
And that was Green Party MP Ricardo Menendez-March talking to us about changes to the Fast Track Approvals Bill, the government's plan to import more natural gas, and the contamination of the Ohinemuri River.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.